You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Standing in my kitchen yesterday, I don't know, it was about 6:30. And my stepdaughter, who's 21 years old, came wandering in. And she wanted to talk about what a gentleman Travis Kelce is.
Yeah.
And it turned into a funny conversation. Here's the first thing I want to say about this. I am most definitely ahead of my time because 20 years ago on this show, I was talking about how I was going to start a course that parents could sign their sons up for, like ages, I don't know, 15 to 18 or something like that. And it was going to be a course on how to be a gentleman. And, you know, certain things about opening doors, don't walk in front of a woman in a restaurant, do this, blah, blah. Anyway, and people were like, oh, that's ridiculous. That stuff is so old fashioned. And you know what? Over the last 20 years, we have listened, Jeremy, to people talk about how old fashioned some of these things are. And now, all of a sudden, the tide is turning because Travis Kelce opens a door for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And you have at least two full generations that are losing their minds that, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
A gentleman. Oh yeah, I've seen this all over Instagram, the Tiki Talky, like young ladies flipping out like, oh my God, he's such a gentleman. I mean, they showed up to an event in their big old SUV and the security guy was going over to open the door for Tay-Tay and Travis went around and kind of pushed the security guard to the side so he could open the door for Tay-Tay and let her come out
and hold his hand out so that she can grasp.
Now, he did walk in front of her as they entered the restaurant.
No, that's wrong. Don't do that.
There's a few spots where he's doing that, but I'm also seeing him as the protector right now, where he is kind of like getting people out of the way as she's, you know, kind of behind him and he's blocking the cameras and stuff. Now, do you? I do have a quick question for you on this. Do you think this is truly how he is, or obviously everywhere they go now, thousands of flashbulbs, is this just an act?
Well, first of all, I don't know. You don't know.
No, I don't know.
Because we don't know him.
But
I've never been around him. He might be like, he might treat all of his dates this way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nor do I really care. But you know me, I've thought the whole thing is a put on anyway, on both of their parts, and they're loving it and laughing about it and everything else. Good for them. I mean, they're both making bank on this relationship. Travis may be making more than he normally would have, but it's not like Taylor Swift is being hurt by this when they keep flashing her face on national television at football games. It's still exposure.
I think that's part of the appeal to this is that you've got these two mega millionaires, you know, hooking up and just kind of in your mind, like, what would that lifestyle be like where you have no problems, essentially?
Well,
except the paparazzi.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't know. She might have bad breath, too. We don't know.
Listener Pam texted in. She goes, Dom, if your stepdaughter is anything like my daughter, it must be about how Travis holds Taylor's hand. It's all I heard about last night. Isn't it interesting that it's suddenly like manners and courtesy and chivalry and stuff like that is maybe sweeping back into favor? But it's funny that you've got generations who never would have even thought about this or thought it was old fashioned. But because Taylor Swift does it,
then it's cool.
Now it's got the stamp of approval.
Well, I hope guys are listening because, then I hope the ladies expect this now out of the guys that they're dating. I still am the guy that will, at the mall, walk over and open up the car door for Knick Knack, the passenger side, and let her get in, and I close the door. I'm that guy.
This came up last night because Gretchen was listening to Zoe gush about how Travis Kelce got out, walked around, and opened the door for Taylor Swift to get out of the vehicle. And Gretchen sounded off, and I know this about her. She was like, no way am I sitting there to get out of the car. I can get out of the car myself. So this whole thing about sitting there like a princess and waiting for a guy to get out and run around the car to let her out, she goes, I ain't doing that.
Okay.
But the other way, getting in the car, I'm a door opener at all times. It's rare that I will not open the door for any woman that, you know, that
I
am with.
Is she okay with that?
She's fine with
that. Why? Why is she okay with that?
Because we're walking together. We get there at the same time. But getting out, she just has to sit there like a moron while I get out, close my door, walk around the car. She's like, I don't need that.
Like the chauffeur or whatever.
So getting in, yes, she says it's sweet. Getting out, she thinks is a little too much. And I can't really disagree with her on that one.
I probably wouldn't do that.
With a little tiara on your head.
Yeah, in this situation,
runs around.
Again, I think it's a protection thing. You got this big football player, you know, and he's like, yeah, Taylor Swift kind of behind him. It's like a protection thing, I think, at this point for that. I can't see me personally doing that for Nick Nack. Going around and getting the door. But yeah, I'll do the, you know, as we're leaving the mall all day long, I'll open the door. And she likes it. She's like, oh, you're so sweet. Mm.
So are your kids talking about this is what we're asking you? Do you have, you know, Swifties in your house? And are they all a flutter over, you know, just what a gentleman Travis Kelce is? I don't know about it. I've never seen him open a door, but I don't know if I've ever been in a position to watch him open a car door for her. So I don't know. I'll have to ask her about that. But she was talking about how, you know, how romantic it was, and she was acting like it was an all new thing. And we find that, and our listeners,
so
the ones
ridiculous.
Who are texting in, say it, it's really funny that suddenly this is a new thing to actually do something courteous for someone.
I hate the text that Vicky just wrote in that says, chivalry stops at marriage. I hate that. I'm sad for that marriage, Vicky.
Yeah.
It shouldn't stop at marriage.
Yeah, there's obviously
some
relationships.
You get lax on a few things, but I don't
I think there's some relationships
like that.
Where that's true, but I wouldn't say all.
Yeah, so. You should try hard to make sure that doesn't happen. I will tell you the thing that I have been enjoying the most is when they arrive at these events, Travis and Tay-Tay, trailer as they're called, when they get out of the cars and the paparazzi is taking pictures of them, and now they're posting pictures on Instagram of extreme close-ups of Travis's face so they can see Taylor Swift's lipstick all over his lips and in his beard. It's happened on multiple occasions where they're like way zoomed in and it's like red all over, so obviously they were in the car just going to town on each other. I'm like, this is so freaking hilarious to me. So funny.
Or and maybe she got out a tube of lipstick and doctored
just
it up
rubbed
as
it on
part
him.
Of their plan to
it's
fool
not
everybody.
A plan. This is legit. I'm enamored by it, too. Nick Nack last night was just saying, we should have done couples costumes this year as Travis and Tay-Tay. And I was like, no.
How many, millions
of
people?
Millions.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be doing this costume this year.
Yeah,
I'm
the
not
two
doing that.
Big couples ones this year, Travis and Taylor, and then Ken and Barbie.
Right.
And
I mean, we're doing Rip and Beth from Yellowstone, so I mean, we're not going to be that original, but I was like,
yeah,
I'm not doing
those two.
I'm not doing Tay-Tay and Travis, because I'm going to have to really start working out then in the next week.
Right, exactly.
She does say that Travis is pretty. That's her word for Travis. He's pretty.
He's got a fun-loving twinkle to his eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, neither one of us, you or I, we are not shy about saying when a guy is a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy, yeah.
And we're not shy about it. Travis, to me, is not necessarily good-looking guy, but he's got something about him.
There's a spark to him, Dom.
Yeah, it's a kind of a twinkle to the eye. It's a charming kind of look
he's
to him
pretty.
When he smiles.
He's a pretty man. I think she sums it up. Pretty.
Yeah. Last note on this from Jalen is pointing out some other old school stuff. Back in the day before you had the key fob that would unlock all the doors in the car.
Yeah.
And Jalen's pointing this out, and I had forgotten all about this. But the courtesy back in the day was you would walk to the car. Let's say you come out of the restaurant or a theater or whatever, and you'd go over, and the guy would unlock the driver's side door so his lady friend could get in. And then to return the courtesy, what she was supposed to do was lean across and unlock his door. You
absolutely.
Know, back when you,
yeah, yeah.
When you had to grab the little knob, Google it, kids, and unlock the door. That
grab
was like
the
return.
Knob. Don't Google grab the knob, actually.